This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavily armed gangs have tried to seize control of Haiti's main international airport as they exchange gunfire with police and soldiers trying to repel them. The Toussaint International Airport was closed when the attack actually occurred. It is the biggest attack on the airport in Haiti's history. Texas plans to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally and order them to leave the country and headed to the Supreme Court in a legal shutdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. The Justice Samuel Alito on Monday issued an order that puts the new Texas law on hold for at least next week, while the high court considers what opponents have called the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago. The law had been set to take effect Saturday under decision from an appeals court. Alito's order pushed the date back until March 13th. China's economic growth target for this year is around 5%, in line with last year's performance, despite forecasts for a slowdown. Chinese Premier Li Qiang announced the plans Tuesday before the National People's Congress. The ruling Communist Party has said it is prioritizing efforts to encourage consumer spending to help drive the economy. You have more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris bluntly called out there Israel on Sunday for not doing enough to ease a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza as the Biden administration faces increasing pressure to rein in its close ally while it wages war against Hamas militants. Since then, the vice president has met with Benny Gantz, one of Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet members, but it goes against what Netanyahu has wanted.
Pallets of MREs, or meals ready to eat, being airdropped Saturday over the Gaza Strip. U.S. defense officials promise more will be coming. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh telling reporters Monday the initial MREs were not specifically designed for people facing starvation, but were chosen because they're high in calories and nutrition and were culturally sensitive. But because the U.S. doesn't have anyone on the ground to help with distribution,
we can't guarantee that there wasn't someone from Hamas that was there that was able to get some of the aid.
No word yet on when another airdrop will be scheduled. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the vast vestige of White House coronavirus prevention protocol has now ended.
The White House has ended its last COVID-19 prevention protocol. People who will be in close contact with President Biden, Vice President Harris, and their spouses no longer need to be tested for the coronavirus. The testing protocol started shortly after the pandemic itself 4 years ago. The White House says the change aligns its policies with new CDC guidance. Director Mandy Cohen announced last week those who test positive for the virus do not have to isolate for 5 days.
You can return to normal activities when symptoms are improving overall and fever is gone for 24 hours.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The first ever over-the-counter birth control pill will be made available in U.S. stores later this month, allowing American women and teens to purchase contraceptive medication as easily as they buy aspirin. The manufacturer said Monday it has begun shipping the medication, Opill, to major retailers and pharmacies. A month supply will cost about $20, and a three-month supply will cost around $50, according to the company's suggested retail price. It will also be sold online. The launch has been closely watched since last July, when the Food and Drug Administration said the once-a-day Opill could be sold without a prescription. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.